It's just gone 3:30. Coming up soon, we're going to hear about a torch relay in Canberra happening at the moment, but one that's all about harmony. You're with Louise Maher on 666 Drive. It's coming up to 27 to 4, 18 degrees. But first, the most recent torch relay run here in Canberra was dogged by controversy, as I'm sure you'll recall. But the one underway now is all about harmony. The World Harmony Run was founded by the spiritual teacher and sportsman Sri Chimnoy in 1987. This year, a team of runners from 16 different nations are circling the continent of Australia. They're running 15,000 kilometres in 111 days. And at the moment, they're in Canberra. They'll be here for 3 days. And I've got a couple of the runners with me now in the studio. Colm McGee is from Ireland and Eddie Serban is from Romania. Hello and welcome to Canberra.
Hello, nice to see you.
Hello, thank you very much.
Colm, you're carrying the torch. It's beautiful.
That's right. This torch, we run with, and always when we run, we carry this torch with a flame. And this flame on the torch represents the symbol of harmony. So basically, as we run, we carry this message represented by the flame, and we pass it on to communities and through cities to many, many thousands of people and school children. We are always visiting school children, and as we do, this message. Represented by the torch and by the flame is carried on and on throughout Australia this year.
I'm pleased to say that the torch is not lit at the moment because I would be very worried about it going out in the studio and I wouldn't want to be responsible for that. But it's a very lovely looking torch, a very simple torch, silver at the top and then that blue bit where you're holding it. Colm, how did you become involved in this World Relay Run?
Well, this run is organised by enthusiastic runners all around the world and people inspired by the message of Sri Chimnoy for making this world more harmonious and a more peaceful place for people who are inspired by his philosophy that if we all work together, we can do really great things. We can accomplish so much. So myself, I first learnt about the run when it arrived in Ireland. I was just beginning to run and I learnt about the run and I said, this is a fantastic idea, a wonderful way to bring people together. And I would love, you know, I would love to, you know, do the same thing, you know. So I first joined a team in Europe and this was a wonderful experience going through so many countries and meeting so many people. And you just realise, despite what many people may think, that there are good people in so many good people in all countries throughout the world. We hear so many bad things on a daily basis. But the thing is, there are far more good people out there than there are negative people. So this is something you learn on the road, on the run. This is something we certainly learn.
Eddie's nodding his head at this too. Eddie, you're from Romania. Did you join the run in Romania or how did you become part of it?
Yeah, like Colm, somewhere in Europe in 95, I think. I get a torch, a bunch of runners, and I had to organize it. So it was a first-time experience. And since then, I've run almost all Europe and America. And it's like my friend said, it's a great, great opportunity and to see the whole world and to see that people live actually in harmony.
So is the relay running constantly or do you do it every year or how does it work?
Yes, we have every 2 years a bigger event, a longer run. And in between the years, we have just small events in some cities. And we try to cover as much distance as possible. But in the same time, we try to give the message. That's why we are running. We are not only running. We are also trying to offer people this message. With half an hour ago, we visited a school and the kids received us and we play games with them and make them feel that the whole world is a whole family.
Do you know how many people would have run with this torch since 1987?
Basically, quite simply, an estimate, millions, because we are visiting throughout the world. We're visiting so many countries. The run happens, a collective almost 140 countries. So we visit so many schools, so many sports clubs, different communities. So the run is also happening in America, North America, South America, Europe, Asia, small parts in Asia, Australia. So since 1987, it's safe to say that the torch has been passed on to millions of people.
And what parts of Australia have you been to already on this run?
So the run began in Brisbane on the 27th of April. So we ran down the coast the whole way to Sydney. And from there, we've ran on to Canberra. So we've done quite a long stretch, but nothing in comparison.
There's a bit more to come, I've got to tell you, Colm.
Because we have quite a long stretch. We go here onwards to Melbourne and then ride across the Nullarbor Plain the whole way to Perth.
You'll love that bit.
Absolutely.
That's a beautiful part of the
really,
world.
Really looking forward to it. Really looking forward to seeing the beautiful landscape of Australia.
And what does your family back in Ireland think about you embarking on this adventure, Colm?
Well, they're very enthusiastic. I don't think they've quite grasped the undertaking, but I'm sure when they visit our website, we have a daily report which we put up on our website, and many thousands of people every day log on and keep track of the runners as they run across Australia. So if the public would like to log on, they can check out our website at www.worldharmonyrun.org, and they can keep an eye on the run every single day and see the fantastic events that are happening and the progresses of the team as they travel throughout Australia.
And Eddie, we do see in Canberra regular Sri Chimnoy runs, and we see the sign up saying the run is going to be on this weekend, and many hundreds, thousands of Canberrans do take part in these runs. But can you tell us a bit more about the man himself, who where he came from, and as I said at the start, he's a spiritual teacher and a sportsman. It's an interesting mix.
Yes, he was born in 1931, and he's an Indian from Bengal, but most of his life he lived in New York, and he was conducting the meditations for peace in United Nations headquarters, and he basically dedicated all his life for peace, harmony in the world. He offered many concerts for peace all around the world, and he also had like a very important message through harmony. And this year we have like a special award for those who participate and do something in their community or in their lives for harmony, and it's called the Torchbearer Award, which we already presented from some people on the road. And yes, Sri Chimnoy loved this opportunities to express harmony all around the world.
So is he still alive, or has he?
No, unfortunately he passed away last year.
Ah.
And this is like a dedication for him, and we try to do as the biggest run ever this year.
For him, yes, because he liked to run too.
Yeah, he was like a very fit man, even if he was a spiritual person.
Yes.
He was running marathons, ultramarathons, short distances, long distances. He was very fit.
Healthy in mind and healthy in body, both. So you guys must be both pretty fit now.
Absolutely. I mean, when you're on the road and you run approximately between 10 or 20 kilometers a day, you become fit, certainly after a short period of time. But it's wonderful because in between we have many events, we have schools and meetings, such as we have had meetings, receptions here in Canberra, and we have one coming up tomorrow, a meeting in Canberra. It's a civic reception. So that will happen at 12:30 p.m. at Civic Square tomorrow. So that's next to the Legislative
Assembly, yes.
Exactly.
Building. So you'd like lots of people to come and say hello.
Absolutely.
And look at the torch and meet
and
you?
Even if runners or the public would like to join in with us, we will be meeting at Stage 88 in the Commonwealth Park at 12 o'clock if anyone would like to run with this torch.
Fantastic. Oh, wonderful. Thank you. Thank you very much for coming in and telling us about this. So, yes, you can meet Colm and Eddie and a whole bunch of other runners who are here in Canberra. I think you arrived yesterday, is that correct?
2 days ago.
Two days ago. And you'll be here tomorrow, Civic Reception in Civic Square. It'll be hosted by the Chief Minister. But if you want to run with the torch first, gather at Stage 88 in Commonwealth Park at 12 o'clock. And I think it's going to be another lovely day tomorrow too. Maybe a bit of rain coming, but if the rain comes, that's even better because we want the rain so much. And you can run with the torch, just that quick journey. I think it's only about 3Ks into Civic Square next to the Legislative Assembly and do your bit for peace and harmony. And I can tell you that these guys do look very fit, but there's a lovely light in their eyes as well, which is very pleased to see, as well as the light that they carry with that torch. Thanks very much for coming in and all the best.
Thank you very much for having us.
Colm McGee from Ireland and Eddie Serban from Romania, who are part of the World Harmony Run.